Sheffield Live, made in Sheffield, made by you.
Do you want to get your message heard? With low advertising rates and great sponsorship opportunities, Sheffield Live can help you reach thousands of local people. Get your campaign on Sheffield Live. To find out more about advertising on Sheffield Live, write to advertising@sheffieldlive.org or call 0114 281 4082. Do you like Sheffield Live? Why not become a friend of Sheffield Live? Sheffield Live is a community radio station, and friends of Sheffield Live are people in the community who make a regular donation to keep Sheffield Live on the air. Join the Friends of Sheffield Live by writing to friends@sheffieldlive.org or go online to sheffieldlive.org/friends.
In 1649, St. George's Hill, a ragged band they called the Diggers came to show the people's will. They defied the landlords, they defied the laws. They were the dispossessed, reclaiming what was theirs. "We come in peace," they said, "to dig and sow. We come to work the land in common and to make the wasteland grow. This earth divided, we will make whole, so it can be a common treasury for all. The sin of property we do disdain. No one has any right to buy and sell the earth for private gain. By theft and murder they took the lands. Now everywhere the walls rise up at their command. They make the laws to chain us well. The clergy dazzle us with heaven, or they damn us into hell. We will not worship the God they serve, the God of greed who feeds the rich while poor men starve. We work, we eat together, we need no swords. We will not bow to masters or pay rent to the lords. We are free men, though we are poor. You diggers all stand up for glory, stand up now." From the men of property the orders came. They sent the hired men and troopers to wipe out the diggers' claim. Tear down their cottages, destroying their corn. They were dispersed, only the vision lingers on. "You poor take courage, you rich take care. The earth was made a common treasury for everyone to share. All things in common, all people one. We come in peace, the order came to cut them down."
Walking silent through the snow, drifting softly to your door. I'm coming home, I'm coming home. I feel so strange, I feel so weak. I've walked a world of empty streets in search alone. I've searched alone, but you're still in my mind. You're still in my mind. And here's where the sound of my tears hits the ground, just like the rain just like the rain. When we walk along the shore, my darkness shaded all we saw. I was unkind, I was unkind. I feel so strange, I feel so weak. I've walked the world with empty streets in search alone. I've searched alone. But you're still in my mind. You're still in my mind. And here's where the sound of my tears hits the ground. Just like the rain, just like the rain. Still in my mind. And here's where the sound of my tears hits the ground. Just like the rain, just like the rain, just like the rain, just like the rain.
Mingi wo malamina wo
samaloni kiyadi
mingi wo minawa
sama lani kuyaji
nona sama lona zere kore kauma
kana pensi melodia
nona sama lona kankan kauma
kana pensi melodia
nona sama lona bila kauma
kana pensi melodia
nona sama lona poke kauma
kana pensi melodia
ano te asararo be inawa
kana pensi melodia
ana yasararo be inawa
kana pensi melodia
meni kambe hankini maya
Samalani kiyani
maisha yako dunia, maisha yako dunia, dunia yako dunia, dunia yako dunia.
My name is Fruitland Jackson, and you're listening to Sheffield Live, number one for Sheffield music.
My mother often told me, she said, angels have bonded your life away. She said I would accomplish just to trust in God and pray. Well, I'm on the King's highway and I'm trying to bear my burden away. But you know I cannot keep from crying some. You know I can't keep from crying sometimes. Oh, my heart is full of sorrow and my eyes are filled with tears, and I just cannot keep from crying sometimes. I saw it when she first left me, I would grieve for a little while. Soon it would be all over and I'd journey on with a smile. But the thoughts as I get older and I think of what I told her, I just cannot keep from crying some. You know I can't keep from crying sometimes. My heart is full of sorrow and my eyes are filled with tears, and I just cannot keep from crying sometimes. My mother, she's in glory, thank God I'm on my way. My papa, he's gone too, and my sister, she could not stay. Well, I'm on the King's highway, and I am traveling night and day. But I just cannot keep from You know I can't keep from crying sometimes. Oh, my heart is full of sorrow and my eyes are filled with tears, and I just cannot keep from crying sometimes. Thank you. crying sometimes. Oh, my heart is full of sorrow and my eyes are filled with tears, and I just cannot keep from crying sometimes.
diff runs stars, but it's hard, hard when you don't love me back, love me back. Hey!
Nada, no falam, falam, escutada na morança. Yo, minha filho, ah, minha filho, oi. Minha filho, oh, oh, Deus te garante, oh, ah. Minha filho, oh, ah, minha filho, oi. Minha filho, oh, não pensa mal pra ninguém, não.
My obstinate uncle. My obstinate uncle once went to the sea with my mum and my dad and my cousins and me. We went in a yellow and green coloured bus, and the crowd of us made a magnificent fuss. My uncle, his mum's younger brother called Ernie, was in a great mood for most of the journey, till he and my mum had a slight disagreement about what a sign pointing down to the sea meant. Still, that was soon over and nobody grumbled, as down through the sandhills we rumbled and tumbled, and into the sea with an almighty splash, then off up the sand in a hurricane dash. We had a fine picnic, the food it was grand, though everything was slightly covered in sand, then went for a walk through the edge of the waves and found some alarming piratical caves. We plucked up our courage, went in and explored for ages and ages until we got bored. Dad had been watching, and on her return he asked us quite anxiously, "Where's Uncle Ernie?" It seemed he'd gone off after lunch, rather grumpy, complaining the sand was too lumpy and bumpy, and said, "If I look, I'm quite certain to hit on something or other more solid to sit on." My father had gone for a stroll later on and kept an eye out for where Ernie had gone, but got a bit worried when nowhere around, though he looked high and low, could my uncle be found. Myself and my cousins joined in on the search through the tea house, the pub, and the old ruined church, then went back to Mum in a state of despair, till little Teresa cried, "What's that out there?" We looked where she pointed, right over the strand, and saw a small shape, just the size of your hand. And so we ran and we ran, but as we drew nearer, the shape it grew larger and queerer, for there on the edge of the water he sat, in his trousers and blazer and Panama hat. A long time ago there had once been a pier that had fallen to ruins for many a year, but down in the rubble, on one of the beams, old Ernie discovered the chair of his dreams, and sat there as happy could be, with his shoes and socks off and his toes in the sea. He sat while we went for a swim and a run, built sandcastles, sunbathed, and had lots of fun. And when we came back after taking a walk, he and my mother were having a talk. And as we drew nearer, being children and curious, we heard her say, "Ernie, please don't make me furious. You know how you suffer when you've had a soaking. When you're laid up in bed, you'll know I'm not joking." He said, "There's no need to make all this alarm. A drop of sea water will do me no harm." Said Mother, while throwing her eyes up to heaven, "You're worse than young Peter, and he's only 7. Come on now, please, Ernie, just don't be absurd." But he sat there, refusing to utter a word. Quite soon we discovered our little commotion had drawn a good crowd to the edge of the ocean, and watching the tide, it was rising quite fast, some people laid bets on how long he might last. By now there was water right over his knees, and people were saying he'd certainly freeze. And Peter said, "He'll get a cold in his bum, and got an 'I'll deal with you later' look from our mum." The sun was beginning to sink to the west as the water was rising around Ernie's chest. And then, as we noticed the first shining star, my mother said, "Ernie, this joke's gone too far." They all tried to move him, but so tight he gripped, they only got soaked as they slithered and slipped. When the water was lapping right under his chin, my dad came along and said, "Ernie, you win. Please do believe me. You've nothing to prove. We won't think less of you now if you move." But he sat like a statue in stone, though I think, when the grown-ups weren't watching, he gave us a wink. Dad said he was born for a watery grave, as the Panama hat floated off on a wave, and all we could see was his pipe and some bubbles. And sad Mother sighed, "There's an end to his troubles." Then, as we stood watching, our eyes growing dim, he stood up on the chair and dived in for a swim.
Tramp than a pious priest. I spent my life trying to learn to dance, now I just want release. I am a weary traveler who's been knocking on your door. Oh, guardian angel of my dreams, what do you still want more? I'm just a little crazy, sometimes a little blue, sometimes a little foolish, still in love with you. just a little crazy, sometimes a little blue, sometimes a little foolish. Still in love with you. I have taken lovers and I've been cast aside, set adrift to find my way by the stars and morning tide. I am a salty sea dog who has washed up on your shore. Oh, guardian angel of my dreams, please let me through your door. Just a little crazy, sometimes a little blue, sometimes a little foolish. Still in love with you, just a little crazy, sometimes a little blue, sometimes a little foolish. Still in love with you. Thank you.
is Sheffield Live.